Welcome to Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana State House. I'm Sue Lincoln. The 2014 Louisiana legislative session convenes today. Besides the opening gavel, the big event of the day is Governor Bobby Jindal's speech to the full legislature. In the past, he has roused them to action with his rhetoric. In his first special session in 2008, it was ethics reform.
Today we embark on the single most important endeavor for the future of Louisiana, bringing comprehensive ethics reform and transparency to our state.
In 2012, it was education reform.
We have a lot more work to do to fulfill that promise of providing a great education to every child in Louisiana.
Last year, it was doing away with state income taxes until Jindal's opening speech. Then it wasn't.
So I'm telling you today that we're actually going to park our tax plan.
This year, the governor has not been making his typical rounds of in-state business group luncheons, rallying support for a comprehensive agenda. Instead, he's been going out of state, regaling national interest groups with both his accomplishments here at home and his criticisms of the Obama administration. So what can we expect from Governor Jindal today? Instead of going on the offense with a major new reform package, the governor will likely be playing defense, attempting to stave off efforts to do over his education reforms, expand Medicaid, and tinker with TOPS, all of which are being proposed by legislators. We'll know later today. With Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations and Strategic Planning, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.